right, Tommy, so we've got fire tips coming up for this season. And before we get there, I think a couple incidents recently happened that that you just want to keep people in mind of things that are preventable when it comes to fire safety, right?
Right, absolutely. The one is smoking safety. We want to remind people that, you know, if you do smoke, number one, you know, don't, if you have oxygen in the house, you know, that's a big no, is don't smoke in the home. Smoking outside, we actually had a fire that fortunately a passerby actually called it in, so it was good. We were able to get there before the fire actually got inside of the house. But the important thing is if you're smoking and you go outside, make sure that you're discarding those cigarette butts in a sturdy receptacle such as a clay pot or a metal can, and for your for what you put in it, use sand, something like that that's not going to burn. Don't use like peat moss or potting mix because they do have little plant fibers inside of them and they will ignite as well. And make sure that it is something sturdy. In this instance, the receptacle is actually like a wooden box, so it kind of was just waiting to happen,
right.
So we'll make sure that.
There's nothing worse than somebody just flicking the butts out there and then just letting them go because you don't know what they're going to come in contact with, one.
Right.
And two, it's ugly. It's, you know, especially
Absolutely.
If you're throwing them out there a few times a day.
Right, right.
It's going to pile up, yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is, when you're outside, the wind, it can be a factor. So you've got plenty of wind and oxygen that can, and then if you've got the right stuff that can burn, so it could be a big problem. The other recent fire that we had was actually a cooking fire. Someone was it was grease. So just remember simple things when you're cooking, you're using grease, to fry with, things like that. Try to have the lid that fits that pan or that pot that you can put over there really quick. That's the best way to do it. You smother the flames. You're cutting off the oxygen, then reach over, turn off the stove, and you're good. It'll go out. Don't try to move it. You know, don't try to pick it up and carry it outside. You know, the kitchen door is just a couple steps away because you could spill it. You could get burned really bad. You could spread the fire. The other thing is, you know, don't use water or flour because they make the flames bigger. And so it's just some simple things. If you're using the oven or microwave, there is a fire in there, just keep the door closed and turn the heat off. Just turn the machine off and you're good. That'll help you a lot. So
very good, very good. So with those out of the way, we want to talk about summer. And, of course, in summertime, a lot of different activities that people are outside doing. And I guess, the thing that people, with the weather the way it's been, people want to get outside and start grilling. And that's
Absolutely.
Always something that you want to think about your safety before you just get out there and start flipping the burgers, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the best smells of summer is, you know, when somebody's out there grilling, you know, you get home from work and you smell, oh, the neighbor's out grilling, you know. So some important things, remember, spacing is number one. Try to keep the grill about 10, 15 feet away from your home or anything, any overhangs. Don't try to use it under your patio roof or anything like that. You don't want to be that neighbor that has the melted siding is the mark of summer, you know, that you've had your grill. People forget about that radiant heat, so that's important to remember. If it's a gas grill, you know, check those fittings. You can use and check the hoses. You can use a bottle of soapy water, kind of check for any leaks. Make sure your grill, whether it's charcoal or gas, is in good shape. You know, it's sturdy. It's not about to fall over. We always remind people for the spacing, just like in the kitchen, away from the stove, 3 feet rule, keep kids and pets away. You know, you don't want it to get knocked over, you know, they could get burned, so that's something important to remember. And even after you're done using it and everything's cooling off, it's still going to be hot for a while. So try to remind the kids and keep the pets away as well. If you're using charcoal, make sure those coals are good and cool before you dispose of them so that you don't have a trash can fire or a fire, starts in the corner of the yard or something. Make sure that, you understand your local ordinances. Like in E-Town and Radcliffe, you cannot have a grill on the deck or the balcony. So if you've got a charcoal, or a gas grill, those are not allowed because of the fire safety. You're affecting a lot of people other than just your family if something happens.
Yeah, we're talking about apartments in that case where there's a lot of other people there that could be affected, right?
Right, right. So those are important things to remember. And some apartment complexes will actually have a grill out in the backyard that they've set up for people to use. So that's a good option as well. So just remember on grill safety, remember that distance, and remember, just check with local ordinances, like I said, for apartments. So.
Okay, and I know that, it's a good time for camping as well. People get down around the lakes, get out in the woods, and decide, the weather's right for camping, and that means campfires too.
Absolutely. Number one, you want to check with the weather conditions, if it's too dry or not. And usually if you go to a park or a campground, they're going to have those, out there listing what's – make sure you know what the rules are. Do they want you to have something around the fire itself? Make sure you have water handy. Something to put that fire out, your distances. You want to make sure that you have everything away from, tents and trees and things like that. So always make sure your distances, that you've got them a safe distance. If you're just doing one in the backyard or like a burn pit or anything, we tell people keep them at least 15 feet away from your home as well, that open flame. Just burn wood. Don't burn anything extra. The EPA really doesn't like that either. So make sure that you're watching that, and always make sure you're watching the fire, and make sure that you stay with the fire until it's completely out and everything's cooled, and you don't see any embers or anything when you're done with it.
Yeah, and also if you're out at a campsite, I guess kids, you've got kids out there, they like to play. Keep them far away from that fire, right?
I did actually talk to a gentleman. His child had fallen into they were too close, and he actually fell into the fire and burned his arm and his hand because of that. So yes, that's a very good thing to remember is, try to keep the children away. If you're going to roast marshmallows, hot dogs, just make sure you're there with them and they're not running around or playing in the fire, things like that.
Yeah, of course, we're, just a few weeks away. It's hard to believe, but, from 4th of July and people buying fireworks and getting ready for that. So, of course, fireworks always, no pun intended, a hot topic when it comes to fire safety, right?
Absolutely. We always recommend, go to a display. There's a lot of displays out, that time of year, and watch the professionals do it. You don't have to worry about, where the firework goes. If that bottle rocket shoots up in the air, you don't have to worry about going in the neighbor's yard or the neighbor's gutter or anything like that, because that's things to remember. If you do use fireworks, make sure the distances. The Kentucky state law has those distances set up, and also make sure you check with your local ordinance. Sometimes the cities are allowed to put those ordinances in place. Sometimes there's a curfew. You can't use those fireworks, from a certain date or a certain time of the day. So make sure that you know that as well before you go spend a lot of money on fireworks and you don't get to use them. Try to keep kids away from them. That's something very important. We were talking about sparklers earlier. Just to give you an idea, glass melts at 900 degrees. And the tip of a sparkler is 1,200 degrees.
Wow.
So, So
that's a big deal. We're handing them to kids and just, letting them just kind of run wild with them.
It's always, hey, this is cool and it is pretty and everything. But yeah, just to give you a perspective that, so that's a lot of heat at the end of that. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I know you've got some other safety items not related to fires coming up here. Anything else fire related for the summertime that you haven't covered yet?
Just like if you are burning brush piles or anything like that, always watch your wind conditions. Always check, is the wind or is it too dry? Things like that. Make sure your brush pile is far enough away from buildings and things. So if you're ever in doubt, always call your local fire department and see what those distances are. It varies. Sometimes in the city, is different than out in the county. So that's something important to remember. And in the cities, you usually have to get a burn permit. You have to get permission so that we can check and make sure that everything's safe. The main thing is just, if you're going to use fire, just, a lot, sometimes it's just taking a little extra time to have those, those safety things in place. So
absolutely. And of course, with all of you over at the Radcliffe Fire Department, it's not always just about the fire safety, but there's other things in summertime that you really want to remain safe around, and you guys are getting the word out about that as well.
Yes. I mean, we don't just respond to fires anymore. We respond to things like heat stroke. You know, people get out and they start working in the yard. You know, it gets hot. They don't realize that they've been out there for a while. Make sure, you know, things like allergic reactions to different insects. You know, this time of year, you know, people are getting out, so are the insects. So, you know, bees and things like that that people could be allergic to. Make sure that, you know, people that are close to you are aware, you know, if you do have that allergic reaction. If you're out working in the yard or if you're out playing, hiking, you always stay hydrated. You know, sometimes we'll have a couple throughout the summer where we'll go to people that are overheated because they've got that heat exhaustion. And so make sure you know the warning signs and things like that. Not try to stay hydrated. You know, riding bikes. You know, we've been to the bike accidents. Make sure that, you know, you wear a helmet, bright clothes that people can see if you're riding along the roadside, and let people know where you are. You know, if you're hiking or if you're riding a bike, you're going to be doing it by yourself, you don't have a buddy with you, make sure, you know, that they know where you are. So if you're not back at a certain time, they have an idea, hey, we probably need to go look for them. You know, if you're swimming, you know, a lot of people, when Memorial Day gets here, the swimming pools, the lakes, people are going to be swimming. You know, make sure, you know, to watch younger children. You know, the thing we remind people is you can't always tell when someone's drowning. It's not like in the movies, people aren't, you know, waving their arms and, you know, your body's actually in survival mode. So it may look like you're just kind of swimming, but you may be, you know, trying to just keep from going underwater. So that's important. Electrical safety, you know, you're out there doing stuff outside, make sure you look up when you're moving that ladder around the house. You know, a lot of your newer homes are going to have underground utilities, but a lot of homes still have utilities. The lines come right in through the top to the weatherhead. So make sure you're careful with that ladder. If you're using a ladder, make sure, you know, somebody knows you're out there working. So if you fall, you're not, you know, on the ground for an hour waiting for somebody to, you know, come and get you. Even better if somebody's holding the ladder for you. That's the way we do it in the fire service. We have somebody hold the ladder because you never know moving around if that ladder's going to shift on you. On down power lines, you know, when storms come through, sometimes power lines get knocked down. We remind people stay 35 feet away from those down power lines. You know, don't be too curious to see if it's a telephone line or a power line. Just stay away from it and call it in. You know, and the last thing, you know, talking about summer is, you know, the heat and children left in cars. You know, we talked earlier, you and I were talking that 2018 was the deadliest year on record in the past 20 years for kids left in cars.
Unbelievable.
So 52 children died last year left in cars. And that's just some important things to remember. You know, give you an idea of how important it is to check that back seat or to check and make sure that child's not in that car seat. In 10 minutes, a car's temperature can rise over 20 degrees with the sun in there. It's kind of like an oven. On a day when the outside temperature is only 60 degrees, the inside of the car can reach 110.
That's at 60 degrees.
Yeah, this is just a 60 degree day. So, and to give, you know, 110 degrees and a child's body temperature, when it reaches 107, the child's body starts to shut down. So those are just some, kind of put it in perspective. You know, the main thing is people, you know, looking at those statistics, the main thing was people just forgot.
Yeah.
That was the majority of it. So, if you're the caregiver that usually doesn't take the child to daycare in the morning, you know, put your briefcase, your lunchbox in the back seat with the child. So you have to open that door and you have to look back there to get whatever it is. You know, set an alarm on your phone. You know, we were talking, you know, you can set, you know, alarm to go off every 30 minutes or every day, just to remind you, have someone call you, you know, to call or text you, say, hey, don't forget. You know, when you get to work, make sure you check, you know, that you didn't forget the child. You know, another thing is people recommend, you know, using like a stuffed animal. Set it in the car seat when the child's not there. When you put the child in, put that stuffed animal in the front so that you see that stuffed animal. And it's like, oh, hey, you know, it's not usually in the front seat with me. So just some things to remember is just, you know, just be aware. Just get in the habit of maybe just when you close your car door and you lock it, just get in the habit of turning around and checking your car, just looking in and making sure, you know, that's a habit I've gotten into, just to make sure I don't have anything lying around that somebody might want to, you know, break the window anyway to get, you know, steal something. So I just kind of take a quick look and, You know, so that's just something that you want to remember.
Yeah, it's and it is just people forgetting. I mean, you get into your own mind and you don't, you know, especially when you've got a young child that's very quiet.
Right.
I'll admit, I drove all the way to work one time and not here, but at another place when my child was like, you know, 2 years old, and you get to work and if they hadn't said, daddy, I'm like, oh, yeah, I drove to work, you know, and it's just one of those things. You've got to get it into your mind that, yes, there's other beings here in this car. Right. And so just put work aside for a little bit, set an alarm, do something. Very, very important because, gosh, 52 deaths, that's way too many, too many. All right. Well, so I think we're all set here for summer, unless you got anything else here.
We just want people to have a good summer. Just, you know, like I said, take some time, be a little proactive. Just, you know, remember, you know, one of the things with fire is the spacing. You know, how close are you to things? We remind people that radiant heat, you know, like we were talking about, you know, laughing about somebody melting the siding on the side of their house because the grill's too close. You know, things that are overhanging. You know, when that heat goes up and it kind of builds up, you know, that's a problem. Wind conditions, you know, the wind, you know, it can play a big part in either building that fire up, getting it to burn hotter because it's getting all that fresh air, or spreading the embers, you know. So those are some things that we remind people too. So just take a minute, kind of, you know, when you're setting up your campsite, you know, or you're doing the fireworks, just take a little extra time and think about, you know, making sure you have something to put the fire out, making sure, you know, how far away is that firework going to shoot? You know, we were talking about, you know, I had a little firework, you know, I thought it was just going to be a little ground spinner, and it spun around the ground, and all of a sudden it shot up in the air, and it was like, I didn't know it was going to do that, you know, so.
That's the case with most of the things you buy, unfortunately.
Just some important things to remember.
All right. Well, and if anybody would like to get a hold of you, has any questions about burning or campfires or anything else related to fire that you guys can answer, how can they get a hold of you?
You know, you can call the station anytime, 270-351-1975. My extension is 104, so it'll go straight to my phone, and I can answer questions. You can email me, tcrane@radcliffe.org, tcrane@radcliffe.org. The fire department now has a Facebook page that we update pretty regular, depending, you know, when we put things that are seasonal or just good information, if like we talked about with the fires that we had recently. So just some good things to remember, and you can always, you know, reply or, you know, do anything, whatever all that Facebook stuff. I don't know that much about it. So,
well, it's all right there. I'm following the page, so we encourage you to do that as well. Tommy Crane with Radcliffe Fire Department, thank you again for all the wonderful tips for summer fire safety.
Thank you.